There's a new way to insure, and all you need is 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is the company who makes sure everyone can be insured at a low price, with rates as low as $35 a month. Pick up the phone and call 773-202-5060 today and get a quote in less than 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is your one-stop resource specializing in auto insurance. They'll do all the work, and no matter your driving record, if you've had tickets, no prior insurance, or even a DUI, everyone is insured. The best thing to do on the spot is get insurance on the spot. Insure on the Spot.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium contact. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Settings until 3/31/2018. After pay full amount. Restrictions apply.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! I hate everything I own. It's all so dated, and I have over 10,000 followers waiting to see my summer style.
Where are you calling from?
In my closet.
Deep breaths. You need to go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Now through Monday, all tees, tanks, shorts, and swim are 50% off.
50% off?
Yeah. Stock up on never-basic tees and tanks, cute shorts, and flattering swimwear in a variety of styles and colors, all 50% off. Then watch your new followers roll in.
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5/23 to 5/30. Exclusions.
This is the official radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Never too early for football. Tickets available at nusports.com. Cubs and Cardinals continued their three-game set tonight at Busch Stadium. St. Louis won game one last night thanks to a walk-off homer from Randall Grichuk. Cubs send Jason Hamill to the hill tonight. He's 5-1 with a 2.31 ERA on the season, but he's coming off his worst start last Thursday in Milwaukee. Cardinals will counter with righty Michael Wacha. Cubs skipper Joe Maddon joined Spiegel and Goff this afternoon and gave an update on the status of Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward.
All that maneuvering is based on the fact that Jason hasn't been playing, but he's going to play today. So we'll go back to kind of the more standard look with Jason 2 and Zobrist 5 and then Soler 6. It's been pretty successful for us, but... everything is just always, when you start maneuvering like that, it's precipitated normally by somebody being absent.
Of course, you can hear that game right here on The Score. Pre-game starts at 5:35 with Mark Brody. To the south side, where ace Chris Sale gets the start for the White Sox tonight as they try to take game three of their four-game set with Cleveland at U.S. Cellular Field. Sale is 9-0 on the year with a filthy 1.58 ERA thus far. Cleveland counters with righty Josh Tomlin. He's undefeated as well with a 6-0 mark this year. To football, Bears OTAs started today at Halas Hall. However, wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey was not present. Jeffrey's agent Torrey Dandy said, though, that his client is not holding out and there is no contract dispute. In the NBA, Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals tonight in Oklahoma City. Thunder currently leading the defending champion Warriors 2-1 there. And finally, in tennis, Novak Djokovic, Rafa Nadal, and Andy Murray have all advanced to the second round of the French Open. Scoreboard update brought to you by TransUnion. TransUnion.com has your credit score and more. Also, breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Hurry down to the Rosen Hyundai's no payment for 6 month sales event going on now. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the St. Louis Cardinals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Ball.
Everybody I knew here is dead.
Steve Stone.
Grilled pork chop sandwich, and it's sure to be an inside the pork home run.
Did you take your medicine today or not?
No, I'm fresh out.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
I looked through my copious amounts of research and found Boston Red Sox pitchers and hitters against Sox pitchers and hitters.
I've always thought Holt versus Duke. I wish I could get that in paper form.
And now you have it.
You're a national treasure, Steve Stone.
Cy Young Award winner.
I really had no talent whatsoever at most anything, except I could play a little baseball.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Of course, they didn't have Asian pitches back in those days here, but they had guys with some unusual motions.
They had them, but they were in Japan.
Yes. Yeah.
Steve Stone.
We are waiting on a report on Todd Frazier.
All right.
I just saw him.
And
Steve Stone with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And he is brought to you by Harry Caris Italian Steakhouse with three locations in River North, Rosemont, and Lombard. From prime steaks to classic Italian, everything's a hit at Harry's. Book your reservation or private event today.
Steve Stone's on Twitter, at Steve Stone. He's on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Visit their pizzeria just blocks from the park in Wrigleyville. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Dan. How you doing this lovely day?
Well, I'm good. And as a longtime Steve Stone observer, we got... listening carefully last night, we got new information about a decades-old incident. And it has to do, and this has to do with the fact that Dwayne Kuiper of the Cleveland Indians hit one home run in his entire career. Mm-hmm. And famously, it was surrendered by our guest, Steve Stone. Mm-hmm. Yet we learned that there's more, as Paul Harvey would say, last night we got the rest of the story, which I found very interesting. So what led you to provide the extra information as to just what may have underpinned that one unfortunate pitch?
Well, after Dwayne Kuiper's visage came up on Sticks and Stone, mm-hmm. I said between innings to Jason, I said, well, there's more to the story, and I told him the story. He says, you got to tell that on the air. I said, nah, I don't want to. He says, no, come on, we're going to come back to it. So anyway, it's the first time that I had told that. Oh, God, seemingly forever. But it actually is true. It actually is the way it happened. I remember Brian Downing racing out to the bullpen. The starting catcher usually picks up the starting pitcher for the last 5 to 7 minutes of his warm-up. And as I was starting to warm up, I had to stop because they were playing the national anthem. And I thought, boy, this is really rare. Why would they play a national anthem 20 minutes before the start of the game? And I found out that they didn't. They played it immediately before the start of the game. And literally, I went out there with no curveball at all, gave up 3 home runs that first inning. One of them was to Dwayne Kuiper. I warmed up for about, maybe 6 minutes. I was hoping that they would have a really long first inning, but whoever was my mound opponent got our hitters out 1, 2, 3, and I went to the mound. 0 curveball, which was my best pitch, and so that was it. That's really what happened. And afterward, Bob Lemon came and apologized to me. He said, they sent me information that it was going to start 15 minutes earlier, and it got lost in a stack of papers on my desk. And he said, so, and I said, well, it's, you know, what can I do? It's the way it goes. But I do remember after the first inning, not to show up Bob, but I ran back down to the bullpen so I could actually warm up my curveball and my slider, because I hadn't used any in that first inning because I hadn't thrown any. So, yeah, it was an unusual circumstance, but the second time when Kuiper almost hit the ball out of the ballpark, I was fully warmed up. No excuses for that one. And he came literally an eyelash from hitting another ball out of the park.
I just thought it was funny. Because then
I didn't know the story either.
Right. And nobody did. They finished up by saying this is not to make excuses. I'm like, well, yes, it is. It's entirely to make excuses.
It's my way of explanation. And if it smells like an excuse, okay. Well, then, you know, I guess maybe there's a little of that in there, too.
All right. Now, what's up with Abreu? Is this something that concerns you yet?
Well, I think you're always concerned when the man that you look to be one of the big two run producers is not producing any runs. And, you know, looking ahead, if Abreu doesn't come out of this and continues to do what he's done, it's going to be very difficult for this team to win. Now, we've got 2 years of sample size for Abreu saying that he will come out of this, mm-hmm. that he will stop pitching, he will stop the pitchers from going way inside. The only way you can do that is don't swing at it. I mean, if he gets a comfortable spot in the batter's box, realizing that if something comes in close to his hands, if he lets that go, pitchers are going to stop going in there, and they're going to give him what he wants, which is a fastball outer third. He would love to see a few of those, but right now, because he is swinging at inside pitches, the pitcher then gets ahead and starts progressively going wider and wider and wider. In the meantime, he fouls off a couple, but eventually it's one that's 9 inches outside, mm-hmm. and then he misses that. And so you can't do both. You can't swing at the inside pitch and try to hit the sweeper outside and really be a quality hitter. He knows that. That's in the theoretical stage. He knows that he can't do that, but to this point, he hasn't been able to stop it. I assume that he will be able to. This isn't a radically different approach to Abreu. They've been doing that for quite some time. But the good hitters, realizing that you're not going to hit a ball 6 inches inside, it's not going to happen, and if you do hit it, it's going to go foul. he's got to lay off that one. If he lays off that one, they will go back away from him, and that's pretty much what he wants. But again, with the track record he's had, it's really difficult to assume that he's going to stay like this the rest of the year. And if he does, Todd Frazier will, if he bats in front of Abreu, Frazier's not going to see any pitches at all.
How is Abreu handling this? I mean, I know he doesn't speak, I don't know how much English he speaks, Steve, if any. How is he handling this? Because different guys handle it different ways when things just aren't going well, and it's been a while now for him. Like, the entire season has not gone to his satisfaction, I would assume. Do we know how he's handling it? Is he okay with all that? I mean, not okay with it, but, some guys, you know, makes them crazier than they already are when they go through this.
Well, first of all, I think everybody that plays in the major leagues has a tremendous amount of pride in their own performance.
Mm-hmm.
Jose has perhaps a little bit more, and that's because he carries the weight of this team on his shoulders. He was the guy that this team has looked to the last few years to be able to produce some runs. Now, he got some help this year with Todd Frazier, who's having a magnificent run of it.
Yep.
But Jose is feeling more pressure, not because of anything more than he wants to produce, and he has an inordinate amount of pride in his ability, and also he truly believes he's going to be able to hit and get through this. I think that's what you have to do to get through it, and there's never been an exact recipe for how to get out of a slump. It's never happened. In fact, if one guy would invent it, he would make hundreds of millions of dollars, because then you could just, you know, fill in the various ball clubs on what your philosophy was to get out of a slump, and, you know, the hitters would always hit. It doesn't work that way.
One thing we're doing in this stretch is comparing and contrasting as we can the White Sox with some of their divisional rivals as we get more evidence, more to look at. So give us the picture you have so far of this Indians team, and then handicap the competition as far as the remainder of the year, who you think is going to have staying power. Now that we've seen the Royals, we're seeing the Indians, you got a little better scouting.
Well, the Indians, don't forget, they're without their number one player, Michael Brantley, and they are without one of their mainstays in the starting rotation, Carlos Carrasco. In the not-too-distant future, Carrasco is going to be back.
Right.
His arm is absolutely as strong, because it was a leg problem, not an arm problem. Apparently, he kept his arm strong throughout this rehab. And as far as Brantley is concerned, Indians know they're not going to get last year or the year before is Brantley. They're going to get a guy that is a good player and one of the team leaders, but he's not going to be able to contribute offensively like he did before, because the arm injury has proven to be more serious. The off-season surgery went well. It's just that it's taking a lot longer to rehab. They eventually took him off that DL, and now they've put him back on. So when they get back, the Indians are going to be much tougher than they are now. They can run. That's one of the things that the Sox don't do. So you got a Kansas City team that runs. You have a Cleveland team that runs. They both run well. The Sox, they don't run. If the Sox don't hit the ball out of the ballpark, it's difficult for them to manufacture too many runs, because, you know, you got Adam Eaton, who really knows how to bunt, and the rest of the guys really don't, despite the fact that they work on it. I mean, I've seen them out at least once a homestand, and they're sitting there, and they absolutely can bunt and bunt in batting practice. But I've always felt, it's kind of interesting to me, I've always felt when I see bunting practice and it's usually a coach throwing to hitters to bunt, that coach is not facing them a game. They might as well take a pitcher who's having a side session and let him throw his stuff that he will throw in his normal side session to the hitters. Nobody does that. But when they go in the game and try to hit, you know, it's not going to be Joe McEwing. He's not going to be pitching to him. It's going to be a guy throwing 94, 95 miles an hour with nasty sliders and hooks, and that's how you're going to have to learn how to bunt. It does not help you to bunt off a coach, and we've seen it definitively, because this team does not lack for effort in actual bunting practice. It's just that during the course of a game, they don't do it particularly well. So
I just think Robin should stop bunting. You know, but I think there's a much easier solution to this, and that's don't do it anymore.
Well, look, there are some times when you absolutely have to. This is not a sacrificing team, as we've seen. But
no.
Okay, so Cleveland is going to have the staying power. I think they're pretty good. I think they have a terrific manager in Francona. The players really like him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's shown 11 straight years with a record over .500. He's pretty good at what he does. Kansas City is a team that plays a six-inning game. If they have the lead after six, they're going to beat you because of the back end of the pen. Their problem, and I don't know if Dayton Moore is going to be able to solve it, Dayton is their general manager, their problem is the starting rotation. They don't have a real strong starting rotation. So where they do have a good running game. They do have guys that make contact. They do have a terrific defense. They don't have a lot of home run hitters, and they don't have a real strong shutdown starting rotation. But they're going to be in it all the way. Detroit is hanging there. I'm not sure exactly what direction they're going in. Now, years past, Dave Dombrowski, when he was there, spent whatever money he could to get that team better. This year, they're sitting there just four games back. I take a look at that team. That team is just three games back of the Sox in the loss column, and I think they're going to be a factor. In fact, we still have not seen them. We're going to do that on this road trip. But, you know, Minnesota, non-entity, they're not in there. But the other four teams, Sox, Cleveland, Kansas City, and Detroit, looks like they're going to make a very interesting race. But right now, the Sox would dearly love to have one more right-handed starter and a left-handed difference-making hitter. So when you say that, that's all well and good. I think there's a lot of teams that would like that. I think the Sox would love to be able to do that.
Yeah, when Rick Hahn was talking last week, we were talking to Stoney about the fact, well, you know, it's nice that he would do it. It's just that, first of all, rarely anything happens in May. And what do you have to offer? If somebody says, okay, I've got that right-handed starter for you. I've got a left-handed bat here, whatever. I mean, I don't know how Rick Hahn can get this done. Is there a way that he can get this done? I mean, they're, you know, give up two prospects for him. I don't know what you do, because I don't know there's anything here. Anybody really is, you know, oh, I must have this guy. I must have this player.
Well, there's no doubt that Carson Fulmer has a lot of a lot of people would be very interested in him. I'm not sure the White Sox want to give him up anytime soon.
Right.
But when I'm talking about an acquisition of a right-hand starter, I'm talking about a guy that you could feel comfortable with pitching a playoff game, because you just don't know what's going to happen at the top. You know Quintana's going to be there. You know Sale's going to be there. I hope we're going to see an improving Rodon. I have a feeling we are. But being as a young pitcher who occasionally has some problems repeating his motion, control is an issue with him, but his stuff is great. And then, you know, you're looking at a couple of right-handed options right now that you probably wouldn't feel great about if they were throwing a playoff game. So you've got a few trade pieces down there. And quite obviously, we've got a young shortstop who was number one draft pick of the Sox.
Right.
And, you know, he's done real well. In fact, he was, I believe, the either the AAA player of the month or the player of the week. And you know, we're hoping that they do put together a substantial package and get a guy that's not going to be a rental for half a season, that's going to be here for a little bit and could fit into that rotation. I think that they could use that. And you see the balance. I keep talking about the lineups. You see the balance and the way that Ned Yost uses that for Kansas City. He goes, you know, righty-lefty, 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 switch hitter.
He does.
And then that makes it tough on a bullpen. That means that if you're going to run your game late against that lineup, you're going to have to use a couple more pitchers than you normally would use because of the staggered lineup. It's something that the Sox don't have that much of a pleasure of doing. They're difference makers, except for Melky. Melky's done a terrific job. Eaton's done a great job. He's a table setter. Their difference makers are all right-handed, and that makes it a little easier for a right-hander with a good curveball or a good slider to face this lineup.
Well, and they certainly have gotten, you know, we've been worried about watching Brett Laurie. Laurie's been a complete tailspin, and then he snaps out of it enough for a timely three-run homer. But boy, the bullpen just made it such that, hey, you know, I think Robin is still trying to figure out exactly who that high leverage side of the bullpen is now, the way that modern managers are doing it, bifurcating the bullpen to understand these are my key situation, big game, win a game guys, and then there's the get me through a game or I'm on the wrong end of the score guys. Do you have some idea about how they want it to shake out, or are there still some auditions occurring?
No, I believe, number one, that you have a terrific setup man in Nate Jones.
Right.
Now, the only question that always has been with Nate, when he gets the ball over, nobody hits him very well. And when he gets that slider over, nobody hits him at all. It's 89 miles an hour. He throws it away from right-handers. They might as well go up there without a bat. But if his control deserts him, like most pitchers, or gets wild in the strike zone, he can get away with a few more because of that big arm and deceptive motion. But he's a guy that I think most teams would covet because he can be a lockdown setup man for you. And, of course, you got Robertson at the end, and he's pretty good at what he does. And the other form the other part of the winning bullpen, you know, a game that you're trying to hang on to late. I think you saw it yesterday in Duke, Albers, Jones, and then Robertson. I mean, that's ideally, those are the four when you're trying to hold the lead. Then the other guys will mix and match depending on, you know, depending on how much work these other guys have had and what kind of crisis is the situation dictating, and that is maybe you're down two runs. You don't go with your winning side of the bullpen when you're down two runs. You just try to keep it in perspective and keep that game so that it's in hand. And those guys are very valuable because if you can hold a two-run deficit at a two-run deficit, all you got to do is put one man on before the tying run comes up. But then you start stretching it to three and four, and then you've got a problem.
Well, I think so far this is better than planned, and clearly, you're still in a case where you're playing with house money. But I found it interesting that, you know, we were just looking over trying to salve the wounds of Cubs fans that are absolutely in a panic. I was looking at some of the playoff projections, and actually, the Cleveland Indians, when they run it through their projection algorithms, the Indians are actually slightly ahead of the White Sox in the playoff projections based on some of what the numbers are saying right now. Not sure I agree with it. I just found it odd considering it sort of inverts the standings.
Well, they've got some guys that, you know, you would dearly love to have on your ball club. That shortstop, Francisco Lindor, is terrific, and he's just going to get better. He's very young. He's a guy that that can hit from both sides, field exceptionally well. So he's one of the guys that you look at and you say, okay, I'd love this guy. Put Brantley in the middle of this lineup. If he shows you anything, he makes Kipnis better. He makes whoever's going to lead off better, whether it's Rajay Davis, who's hit, by the way, in his career over 300 against the Sox. So it's no surprise that he hit that two-run homer in the fifth inning. And Terry Francona, he did it in Boston. He had more thumpers in Boston. But he loves to give guys a 3-0 green light. And that's one of the things in his history that always stands out. He does it more than anybody in baseball, and it paid dividends with that Davis two-run homer in the fifth. But, yeah, the Indians are a strong team. I mean, their rotation top to bottom is pretty strong. And I don't think in the late going their bullpen is going to be as strong as the Sox bullpen. I think the Sox bullpen is better. I know they've had some difficult times, as Matt Albers has actually shown that he's human. I mean, 30 straight appearances without a run is unrealistic to assume he's going to continue that. Nobody really does that for a great deal of time. It's an all-time White Sox record. But, yes, the guys have been spotty out of the pen. I assume that a lot of pitchers go through what they call the dead arm period. It happens in spring training, maybe the third or fourth start for starters. It will happen for pensmen as the appearances start to pile up a bit. That means kind of anywhere, you know, after 17, 18 appearances to 25, sometimes you're not making your pitches, the velocity isn't there, and certainly you lose the movement. That's what's been happening to Matt Albers. He's lost that good sink. Yep. And he's lost the location, but I assume he's going to get it back again.
Very quickly, before we let you go, MLB's competition committee, according to a report, approving a motion that would raise the strike zone to the top of the hitter's knees from the current position at what is called the hollow beneath the kneecap. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who believe there are way too many low strikes being called, way too many pitches being framed upward into that area. Do you think this is a good thing?
Well, it's going to take baseball back to where it was when they used the balloon chest protector. You remember those days, and you remember that most right-hand hitters in those days were high-ball hitters. The reason why most everybody in this era is low-ball hitters is because the umpire with the inside chest protector umpires from the slot. That's between the hitter and the catcher. So he has a lower visual. He's going to call more low strikes. If you're going to take that strike zone up, if you're going to take it to the top of the knee, then you have to elevate at the top end of the strike zone, and there'll be more high strikes call. The hitters will adapt. They will be more high ball hitters like it used to be instead of a whole league full of low ball hitters like it is now. So, I mean, if they want to call more strikes, that's terrific. I don't know exactly how that's going to help things because, you know, guys dominated when they had a high strike zone. Jim Palmer went to the Hall of Fame with a high strike zone. He won 20 games 8 times. He threw every fastball between the belt and the letters. And if that's what it's going to take for pitchers, the pitchers will adapt to that, and maybe the hitters will start to swing the bat a bit. But, you know, we've got some organizations that absolutely love on base percentage. I mean, it's really big. See a lot of pitches on base percentage, get into that bullpen, and maybe we'll get a couple of hits that'll lead to a couple of runs. That is one way to play it. There's other teams who swing at the first pitch and they go for it there. That Kansas City team, although they make a lot of contact, they're very aggressive. They don't look for walks. They look to hit their way on.
All right, Steve, as always, we appreciate it, my friend, and good catching up with you. And I would say this, too. Jim Palmer, I believe, could get Duane Kuiper out without warming up.
I don't doubt that for a minute. I'll leave you with one stat. Yeah, Dan, you like this.
I do.
BABP, BABIP, which is batting average of balls in play.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Sale is 197 this year. He's number one of 139 qualified starters. The league average of batting average with balls in play is 297. Yeah, just under 300. So
always is.
You'd have to say, I mean, Chris has just been magnificent. He's done everything right, and hopefully he can win this ball game tonight and go to 10-0. That would be a great run.
However, the stat people would tell you, by looking at those two numbers, BABIP and the normalization to 300, would say, okay, that could mean one of two things.
Yeah.
It could mean that, or one of three things. It could mean that he is giving up extraordinarily weak contact, that when the ball is in play, some of these balls are very, very catchable, or they're pop-ups. It could mean that the defense is positioned ideally for where the contact is expected to go, or it could mean he's lucky. So, well, or all of the three.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, you could say that he's lucky, and then you look at another number, and Chris Sale hasn't allowed a well-hit ball from a left-hand hitter in the past month.
There you go. That's the other component.
If they're not hitting the ball real well, and Chris Sale does that, then you'd say to yourself, wow, this guy, this guy is pretty good. I think that the numbers speak for themselves, and certainly when you go out and watch him pitch, it really is a pleasure to see him work because he's become the consummate pitcher.
Yep.
Yeah, putting something on, taking something off. Anyway, boys, look, have a good rest of the show, and hopefully we will convene next week. The Sox will be in the same spot, albeit with a few more games between them and the rest of the league.
Sounds good, Steve. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks,
guys.
Steve.
Take care.
Steve Stone joins us every week talking baseball on The Score.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Cubs. And right now, you're listening to the Boers and Bernstein Show. They're covering the Cubs and all of Chicago's teams afternoons from 1 to 6. Only on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. My two favorite words in the entire world right now are big business. I cannot be more jacked about the rise of one Bismack Biyombo. The business got everybody's attention last round when he punked Dwayne Wade. 2 weeks ago, most fans had not even heard of him. Go ask Kevin Love if he's heard of big business. Oh, and ask Bronny if he's ever heard of him.
And Bismack Biyombo just denied LeBron James at the rim. That thing, from my vantage point, looked cleaner than a morning shower.
What a bad whistle. And a huge buzzkill. That was no foul. That whistle was just a reaction call. It's like when the NFL refs throw a flag because there's a really big hit. Like, that was so violent, there's got to be a penalty in there somewhere. So don't try to tell me the Raptors aren't fun to watch. Just watch big business. Rim protector, rock star, nobody beats the biz. I'm Jim Rome.
With Wow Choice, you can build your own plan. Just pick an internet speed, choose a cable package, and keep adding. So whether you're Mr. Juan Moore Suspense...
Don't go in that door.
Mr. Philip on Comedy... or Mrs. Penny Saver...
Harold, have you seen my ledger?
There's a plan with your name on it. Like 30 meg internet plus cable plus your choice of one premium channel for as little as $64.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. That's Wow Choice. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Get all the savings at Arlington Heights Ford. With 0% financing for 60 months on new Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, Edge, or Explorer. Plus $1,000 cash back. Plus an additional $1,000 in Ford Smart Bonus Cash on select new vehicles. And Arlington Heights Ford is home of the 2-year test drive, where you can drive new every 2 years. Arlington Heights Ford, number one in what matters most, you. Shop online at ahford.com. Offer on select models to qualified buyers with approved credit through Ford Motor Credit. 16.67 per thousand finance. See dealer for details.
At Continental Motors, our family tree is always growing. For over 50 years, we've helped anyone who's come through our doors find just the right vehicle for them at a fair price. And that means every new member to the Continental family enjoys miles and miles of smiles. Find the car you really, really want at ContinentalMotors.com. 10 brands, 8 locations, thousands of choices. ContinentalMotors.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Bates. As a former convenience store owner, I sold tobacco items every day to customers who longed to quit but had very few healthy alternatives. I sought products to help these customers and discovered Jake's Mint Chew, made from USDA certified organic mint. Jake's packs like chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. If you want to provide Jake's Mint Chew at your store or are looking to quit dipping yourself, go to jakesmintchew.com. We're available in 11 delicious flavors, including new apple spice. Chew healthy, chew mint, and order your Jake's Mint Chew today.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium contact. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Settings until 3/31/2018. Afterpay full amount. Restrictions apply.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! I hate everything I own. It's all so dated, and I have over 10,000 followers waiting to see my summer style.
Where are you calling from?
In my closet.
Deep breaths. You need to go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Now through Monday, all tees, tanks, shorts, and swim are 50% off.
50% off?
Yeah. Stock up on Never Basic tees and tanks, cute shorts, and flattering swimwear in a variety of styles and colors, all 50% off. Then watch your new followers roll in.
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5/23 to 5/30. Exclusions.
If you're in need of fast cash, Loan Mark can get you $1,500 to $50,000 today, regardless of your credit score. The best part? You get to keep and drive your car. You keep your keys and get the cash you need. Get your fresh start at Loan Mark. Call 800-730-9605. 800-730-9605. Call now. Subject to meeting our credit criteria, consumers need to demonstrate ability to repay the loan. Minimum loan amounts, rates, and terms vary by state. Loan Mark is licensed or registered as required by applicable state law.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 888-474-4019. That's 888-474-4019.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Never too early for football. Tickets available at nusports.com. Cubs are looking to snap out of their funk tonight as they and the Cardinals continue their three-game series at Busch Stadium. Cubs sent Jason Hamill to the hill. He's 5-1 with a nice 2.31 ERA on the season, but he's coming off his worst start of the year last Thursday, a loss in Milwaukee. The Cardinals will counter with righty Michael Wacha. And for fans curious on the status of outfielder Jason Hayward, Cubs skipper Joe Maddon joined Spiegel and Goff earlier today with some positive news on the outfielder.
All that maneuvering is just based on the fact that Jason hasn't been playing, but he's going to play today. So we'll go back to kind of the more standard look with Jason 2 and Zobrist 5 and then Soler 6. It's been pretty successful for us, but everything is just always, when you start maneuvering like that, it's precipitated normally by somebody being absent.
Of course, you can listen to the game right here on The Score tonight, 5:35 pregame with Mark Grody. To the south side, where ace Chris Sale gets the start tonight for the Sox as they try to take game 3 of their 4-game set with Cleveland at U.S. Cellular Field. Sale 9-0, perfect so far on the year with a filthy 1.58 ERA. Cleveland counters with righty Josh Tomlin. He's undefeated as well with a 6-0 mark on the season. To football, Bears OTAs started today at Halas Hall. Alshon Jeffrey not present, however. Jeffrey's agent Torrey Dandy said that his client is not holding out and there is no contract dispute. In the NBA, Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals tonight in OKC. Thunder leading the defending champion Warriors 2-1 there. And finally, some breaking news. University of Illinois has dismissed guard Kendrick Nunn from the men's basketball team. After he pled guilty to battery last Wednesday. Glenn Casper on 670 The Score is brought to you by Audi of Orland Park. Experience the extraordinary at Audi Orland Park. And this scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, how about that? How about that whole deal?
Here's the statement. This is the joint statement from Illinois Athletics Director Josh Whitman and Head Coach John Gross. But it's really not Head Coach John Gross.
No.
This is Josh Whitman. He just sort of tagged Gross on the statement.
Mm-hmm.
We have made the decision to dismiss Kendrick Nunn from the men's basketball team effective immediately. We have not reached this decision easily. We care deeply about Kendrick and want him to be successful. But after extensive deliberation, we think it best for our program to reaffirm our core values of trust and respect to send a strong message about what is acceptable behavior for our student athletes at the University of Illinois and to part ways with Kendrick. As it is on college campuses across the country, relationship violence is of significant concern at our university, and we expect Fighting Illini student athletes to be leaders in promoting healthy, respectful, caring relationships. We wish Kendrick all the best as he prepares for the next chapter of his life. Nice job, Illinois. That was the right thing to do, and the right group was heated because there were people who did not want to do this.
Always.
I know that there was a group of trustees that was firm in wanting to do the right thing. There was another group that wanted to suspend him up until the Big Ten season started, and the right people were listened to. So that is properly
handled. Well, I mean, no matter who you listen to, you said it. You can't, no matter what you do, at some point, no matter who says what, you can't go back on what you said. Those are your words. They're not our words. They're not a trustee's words. They're not some goober's words. They're not somebody from here.
Right.
He said it. Once you say it, you're done.
In Naperville, Kendall is on the score. Hi, Kendall.
Hey, guys. So, Dan, when you were having your conversation with Stoney, you suggested that the Sox shouldn't bunt. Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Stoney is supposed to be this baseball sage, and he didn't agree with you right away, which is shocking. I was reading this thing in Baseball Perspectives where they went back 15 years of baseball, last 15 years, and analyzed every single bunting play. What they found was that a runner on first with nobody out has a 25% chance, more chance of scoring than a runner on second with one out. And if you have runners at first and second and you bunt, the lead runner gets cut down 20% of the time.
Oh, the numbers, if you, it doesn't really take a deep dive into the numbers to make bunting seem just ridiculously wasteful and
yeah,
an impediment
well, he
to winning.
That on the air too. There was a bunting situation. He said he would not bunt. He said Robinson's going to, but he wouldn't do it. I remember the game. It's not like he's completely supportive of it.
But isn't that what makes it so incredibly shocking? Is you don't have to go into all this in-depth math to figure that out.
No.
It's like akin to a poker player who's having a rough go of it, and to get himself out of it, chases a flush every time. It doesn't, you know, the math says no, but you think it's going to get something going. All that does is make you a bad poker player. The Sox keep doing stuff like this. I don't get it. It's really frustrating.
I agree.
Yep. Yeah, but Stoney's mentioned that during the game. I wouldn't bunt. I just wouldn't bunt here, and he does, and Robin does.
You shouldn't bunt because it makes you less likely to win.
Yeah.
Now the news about the strike zone moving up is actually really good news for the Cubs, as you heard what Stoney said about some of these teams that rely on base percentage, the teams that grind out at bats.
Yep.
You know, if you call the strike zone as it's called for next year. And you go back and you overlay that strike zone on some of the calls in the Cubs-Mets series, you got a different series. You have a completely different series if you change the definition of what a low strike is. And even though Steve said that we'd see a difference in the high strike, not necessarily, because they didn't move the top of the zone.
No.
They're not changing the definition of the top of the zone. They're only changing the definition of the bottom of the zone because you have too many catchers pulling pitches upward. Because you see the stuff Molina does. I mean, that guy is just magnificent. The way he's able to angle himself in a way to give the umpire a certain look on some of those low pitches. And that is a huge advantage to a Cubs team that when you start shaving off some of those strikes and turning them into balls, that makes a big deal over 162 for the way the Cubs try to play baseball. It's great news for them. Alex in Geneva, you're on the score.
Yeah, hi guys. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah, I was just calling to question really the contention of the White Sox. Like, do you guys really think that they're true contenders? Because I think that they have a lot of holes in their, you know, behind the plate, shortstop, center, to the point where you can't really trade a guy like Tim Anderson. I don't feel comfortable trading a guy like Carson Palmer either. Because as soon as you get rid of a guy like Tim Anderson, though, you know, what happens when Jimmy Rollins is, you know, when he has to retire.
He has to retire now.
Tyler Saladino happens.
That's what I'm saying. Then you got Saladino. Do you really feel comfortable with that? Because now you're stuck. Now you have an even bigger hole because you don't even have Jimmy Rollins. You're going to have something worse. And Saladino's not a legitimate option.
See, here's the thing, though. You don't.
If
you're trying to deal with somebody, those are the only two names they're going to talk about.
Yeah.
If you're really looking for a starting pitcher. A right-handed starting pitcher, not for just this year, not for just this run this year, but for next year as well, a guy that you can count on.
Yeah, they can't.
We're not counting on a bum. We're not bum hunting here.
They can't create resources out of whole cloth.
And that's what you have, those two guys. I'm with you. I'm not comfortable giving them up either. I mean, I especially the pitcher. I think he's going to be okay. I mean, I don't want to, but I think you got to make the decision. Are you or are you not in this thing, and can you win it all? Can you win it all? Because if you're going to give up the only two minor league players you have that are really kind of prospects, and Tim Anderson's been very slow getting there, but I that's what you have to ask yourself.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. We have more to come, including Helio Castroneves in studio at 3:30.
We're dancing.
Who?
I'm dancing with him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Is he aware of this?
He will be.
Okay. And then Len Casper will talk about the Cubs with
well,
us at 4. And I want to talk about Len's reaction to what was going on last night, because he was just completely bewildered. I was actually enjoying it. And Illinois has dismissed Kendrick Nunn from the basketball team after he has put in a guilty plea for domestic abuse. And it's one of these rare cases where Illinois actually took a little time. It took some people weighing in. It took some people saying, hey, you know, we're watching. We're paying attention here.
Yeah, we're watching.
But they did the right thing. You have the score.
We are the radio home of Cubs baseball.
Ground ball right side. Zobrist has it. Throws to first. Cubs win. The Cubs win an amazing ball game in Milwaukee. It took 13 innings. It took 5 hours. But the Cubs get the job done.
Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the Cubs.
Hi, my name is Bill Bates. As a former convenience store owner, I sold tobacco items every day to customers who longed to quit but had very few healthy alternatives. I sought products to help these customers and discovered Jake's Mint Chew, made from USDA certified organic mint. Jake's packs like chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. If you want to provide Jake's Mint Chew at your store or are looking to quit dipping yourself, go to jakesmintchew.com. We're available in 11 delicious flavors, including new apple spice. Chew healthy, chew mint, and order your Jake's Mint Chew today.
Big Memorial Day deals at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. This is going to be big. With $500 in Memorial Day bonus cash, lease a new 2016 Chevy Cruze LT, just $169 a month, or $9,000 off MSRP on new 2016 Chevy Silverado 1500s. That's big savings. Want big selection? Choose from 300 new Chevys. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. SunriseChevrolet.com. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. 39-month lease, $23.99 due at lease inception on select vehicles. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium contacts. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Settings until 3/31/2018. After pay full amount. Restrictions apply.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! I hate everything I own. It's all so dated, and I have over 10,000 followers waiting to see my summer style.
Where are you calling from?
In my closet.
Deep breaths. You need to go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Now through Monday, all tees, tanks, shorts, and swim are 50% off.
50% off?
Yeah. Stock up on Never Basic tees and tanks, cute shorts, and flattering swimwear in a variety of styles and colors, all 50% off. Then watch your new followers roll in.
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5/23 to 5/30. Exclusions.
16. Here's a getting-to-know fact from TransUnion.com. Every 2 seconds in the U.S.
Hello, this is Dan Mayer from Northwest Metalcraft, a family-owned business for over 70 years in Arlington Heights. With summer finally here, we are having a spectacular Memorial Day sale. We are open on Memorial Day between 11 and 3. Come and visit our 22,000-square-foot showroom. Our fantastic selection of patio furniture is built to last, and it's priced just right. From contemporary to traditional furniture, we have the perfect fit for your outdoor living venue. Let our experienced sales staff help you select the perfect furnishings for your outdoor environment. We have quick delivery on in-stock items. Need something to complete your patio set? A brand new grill will do just that. We have over 40 different premium grills starting as low as $199. We eat it, we breathe it, we live it. We carry a wide selection of gas, charcoal, pellet, and electric grills. Come join us for our solar cookout this Saturday, May 28th between 11 and 3. Stop by and see what's cooking. We're located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. You can visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Someone.com, where you can check off exactly what you're looking for in a credit card.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
It brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Tiki.
Doug Olive Show rolls on
the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
And never knew. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kyrie Irving sets, fires a three. That won't go. And the astounding turnaround continues here in the Eastern Conference Finals. Raptors win a thriller. And the series is tied at 2 games apiece.
That I wouldn't have bet on that, to that happening, that they would win both games in Toronto. I would not have bet on that in any way, shape, or form.
ESPN last night. Yeah, and
would not have bet on that.
Well, as far as betting goes, remember we looked at the odds yesterday, and you could have gotten 75-1 for the Raptors. I'm sure it's moved a bit since then, but 75-1, I don't think they're going to win the NBA championship. I don't think they're going to beat Cleveland, but that's some inspired basketball.
It was.
And some very interesting. Yeah, boy, Kyle Lowry's got that. He's got that star swagger. This is where he's telling the world that he wants to be talked about when you start talking about Kyrie Irving and Damian Lillard and some of these guys, that he's right there with them. That's the way he, and Russell, I mean, he carries himself that way.
Well, you know what, though? He's got to do it on the road. He's got to do it elsewhere. He's got to be that guy everywhere they go. And he's.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that's the way that he's.
I know. No, they played great. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from him. I still like him for a lot of reasons. But I he's got to do that away. And then we see that the great teams, the great players can do that. Doesn't make any difference where it's at. Now, they both shot poorly when they were in Cleveland. Him and DeRozan were just both awful. So if you do that again, they're going to beat you. If you have to go seven, then they'll go seven and beat you.
Joe is in Elgin. He's on the score. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Just wanted to make a quick observation or comment. You had said that the raising the strike zone for the Cubs might be a good thing, but if you look at the percentages of ground ball throwers, top 30 in the MLB, you got Arrieta, Hendricks, and Lester. So if you look at the low pitch strike percentages for those three guys, top 30 in the league, it might not be the best thing for the Cubs if they raise the strike zone.
So I think it's more than mitigated by what they do offensively. I mean, they are one of these teams that is designed to grind at bats by taking pitches. And if you just decreased the possibility that some of those pitches taken are strikes and turn them into balls, I mean, somebody could run some kind of projection for us. But I think I think on balance, it's a win for them.
Gotcha. I agree with that point. Cool. All right.
Okay. But you're right to point out the other side of it, too.
Yeah, there's always another side to it. But I don't really, again, the only worry you would have about them, wherever the strike zone is if one of them's hurt.
And we were talking about Cub angst and just all the panic peddling last night.
Yep.
Well, Stonecutter says, panicking over the Cubs is completely irrational and stupid, and yet I completely understand it. I know barring injury, they'll win the Central. They either win three coin flip series in a row or they won't. But the dumbassery of the older generation of Cubs fans, Cubs angst, and generally negative Cubs thoughts, opinions, and feelings is inescapable. Anything going wrong conjures references to one or more of the following from some section of the fan base. The 1969 collapse, the ball through Leon Durham's legs, the Bartman game, the black cat, the billy goat, an injury leads someone to bringing up Pryor or Wood. Any hot prospect leads someone to mention Corey Patterson or a dozen other flameouts the instant they struggle. And this is before you encounter any of the hundreds, if not thousands, of personal anxious ticks that any given fan has over their personal moment of Cubs heartbreak. It comes from fans. It comes from the Sun-Times. It comes from out-of-town writers and national commenters whose only view of the Cubs is a nuance-free, Jay Leno-esque level of understanding of Cubs as punchline. All of that is before you factor in the rivalry with the White Sox and the degree to which Sox fans enjoy needling Cubs fans over every single perceived chink in the armor. It's easy to say just ignore these people, but between coming from families and generations of Cubs fans and the proliferation of social media, you can't ignore these people without locking yourself in a dark room. Nearly all the Cub fans I know are smart and rational and forward-thinking, and they got the Theo plan. They know the team is good and will be good for the long haul. And I'd be willing to bet they all will still admit to feeling this lingering sense of angst. Now, apply that feeling to people who aren't smart, rational, and forward-thinking, or people who are, but don't apply the rationality to sports because it's their escape. None of this is new, but given the recent success of the team and the recent enlightenment of baseball and culture to data-driven analysis, it's easy to forget how universally pervasive the collective fear of failure is among Cubs fans. It sucks, but until they win it, it's not going away.
I can't rescue the stupid. I've tried for years. I can't rescue them. And no one man can rescue them. The whole team has to rescue them. But you have the same kind of feeling, by the way, the same kind of angst goes on in Cleveland every time. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's everything that's ever happened to Cleveland. You bring up everything that's ever happened to the Cubs. Okay, that's right. But I look at this team. Because I think you have to live in the here and now. I don't want to live in the past because it's for cowards and losers. And I don't care about any of that. I mean, scout this team, scout the National League. Don't worry about it. I mean, if you're worried about that stuff, then you're not a real fan. You're just a dope.
But
I mean, if you're going to spend generations of your family being stupid, it's not an excuse. It's just not an excuse.
What about Bob Lemon not knowing the game time? Is that an excuse?
No.
No? Okay. This is not to make an excuse of anything. This is.
I love Stoney.
Stop it.
I love Stoney. That's great.
The 219 texter says the reason that those Cubs three pitchers get a lot of ground ball outs is downward movement on their pitches. It's not because of a low strike zone. Right, you're talking about called strikes, and if they're getting ground ball outs, that means they're throwing effective sinkers that are being swung at and pounded into the ground.
I mean, there's so many things that would have to happen before it created any Cub angst with me. I mean, it would be an unbelievable set of circumstances for me to say, yeah, this whole ship is off course. We're done here.
Yeah, ooh, I don't know
yeah,
now.
I don't know now. It would take such incredible circumstances. Because I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. And I don't care about generations of dumb families. I really don't. I mean, I think that if that's what's ingrained in your mind by others in your family, then leave your family. Leave them behind. Go find someplace else. I mean, just leave them behind. Because, any smart person doesn't want to hear it. Everybody, we all know it. It's ingrained in you. It's part of your life. And the same feeling of angst goes on in Cleveland. Because everything is riding on these Cavs. This is it. The Browns aren't in shape to win an NFL title, are they? I don't think so. Are they? Or are they?
No, but that Johnny Manziel pick's looking better and better every day.
Well, I don't believe the Indians are a World Series champion either. So, I mean, you're already running out of things. And everything is riding on them. So, I see the same thing coming out of Cleveland, the kind of stupid that comes out here. Exact same thing. In the same kind of fan angst, because if the Cavs fail, oh, remember John Elway, what he did? What? I mean.
And Ernest Biner's going to apologize again.
He's sorry. Right. Yeah, everybody's sorry. But I mean, it goes on and on and on, and you just incorporate it all into one thing, and the Cavs know it. I mean, they hear it all the time, too.
Does the Cleveland Plain Dealer feed this? Do they say, oh, I don't know, here comes the curse?
I don't know
again.
If they are. But yeah, well, I this is the first time there have been in any distress in the playoffs, so maybe they did, but it's a fact that they live with it just like the Cub fans live with it.
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. We're done a little early today to make way for the Cubs and the Cardinals. Ooh. So the show is concentrated into just 4 hours instead of four and a half or five after transition. So you got to listen harder. Elio Castro Neves will join us in studio at 3:30. Lynn Casper at 4. We got a chance to take some phone calls here. Want to react to? Oh my God! The University of Illinois actually did the right thing. A celebration ensues. 312-644-6767. You got the score.
The first place Cubs.
It's got a chance. Gone.
The first place White Sox.
Frazier, right field. It's gone.
Two first place teams. One station to talk about them. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports.
It's a serious problem for many men. But in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium contacts. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018. After pay full amount. Restrictions apply.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! I hate everything I own. It's all so dated, and I have over 10,000 followers waiting to see my summer style.
Where are you calling from?
In my closet.
Deep breaths. You need to go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Now through Monday, all tees, tanks, shorts, and swim are 50% off.
50% off?
Yeah. Stock up on never basic tees and tanks, cute shorts, and flattering swimwear in a variety of styles and colors, all 50% off. Then watch your new followers roll in.
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5/23 to 5/30. Exclusions.
I'm a dream big kind of kid, and I need a good education as a foundation to help me get where I want to go. What's time for learning homeschool? Flexible scheduling and student-paced. Check. Online interactive curriculum. Check. Log in from anywhere at any time. Check.
Start helping your kid dream big today and create a love of learning at timeforlearning.com. Use promo code RADIO to save 20% off your first month. Log on timeforlearning.com now.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call